raise it, heist it.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's hoist, but I mean, casually I would say heist.
All right. Now all we've got is the numbers and
for
the
example,
weather.
One always heists a kite here. In March. March is kite month and you heist kites.
Never heard that. Would you count to 15 slowly?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Number after 19?
20.
After 26?
27.
After 29?
30.
39?
40.
69?
70.
99?
100.
999?
1,000.
10 times 100,000 is?
1,000,000.
And the ordinal numbers?
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay.
And how far?
That's far. That's fine. You might say you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes.
All at once, in battalions.
If you did something one time, you'd be doing it once. If you did it two times, you're doing it
twice.
Would you name the months of the year?
January, February, and I guess I said February as a child, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Sunday, I think I would start Monday because that's much upbringing. That's French. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. If you met someone in the early part of the day, what would you say as a greeting?
Good morning.
And what if you met someone after lunch? What would you say?
Well, as a child, I would have said good evening, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Would you say something?
People have stopped saying that for the most part. Mm.
What do they say now?
Good afternoon.
Okay. What do you say when you leave people?
Goodbye. Au revoir is pretty common here, even among unsophisticated people.
Would you ever say good day in leaving?
Well, only in a stiff and very formal sort of way. If I was angry with somebody, for example, a good day, sir, and walk out.
The part of the day after supper?
Evening, nowadays.
And what would you
say? Really, sunset would be been what most people would have said when they said evening for the afternoon.
What would you say when you're saying goodbye leaving at night?
Good night.
Mm-hmm. And if you have to get up before daylight, you'd say you start to work before?
Before dawn, before daybreak.
Before?
Sunrise.
Okay. And you'd work until?
Until sunset.
All right. And if I ask you what time the sun came up, you would say the sun blank at 6.
Sun rises.
Past the sun.
Rose.
And the sun will.
Rise.
And the sun has.
Risen.
And today is, what is today, Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
So Monday was?
Yesterday.
And Wednesday will be?
Tomorrow.
Okay. If someone came, not last Sunday, but the Sunday previous to that, you'd say he came when?
Sunday a week.
Okay, and if he's leaving not next Sunday, but the Sunday following that, he's leaving when?
I get so mixed up on those, I usually specify the date.
Yes.
Sunday after next.
Okay, and if someone stays from about the 1st to the 15th, he's staying about how long?
We don't say fortnight, 2 weeks.
Okay, if I ask you, well, if you wanted to know the time, you'd say?
What time is it?
And so I might look at my...
At your watch. I certainly said wristwatch when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
My father and grandfather all carried watches in their pockets, and watch by itself meant one of those.
And if the time was midway between 7 and 8, you'd call it?
7:30.
And 15 minutes later than that would be?
7:45.
Okay, and if you've been doing something a long time, you might say that was...
But half past seven mm-hmm. would be probably the more common way, certainly of my childhood, you're looking back at it.
Doing something a long time, I've been doing that for quite...
Quite a long time, quite many years.
Quite a...
Spell. That's... Well, yeah, that would not be... Why?